No, he didn't smoke cigars. He just smoked cigarettes. My father smoked cigars, but it was just like when the friends come, something like that. He despised cigarettes. He hated to see his children smoke.
Some
I always say, you know, give you cancer and poor soul. That's what made him. That's what he died of, cancer.
Really?
It wasn't cigar cancer. It wasn't his
love. Like your father.
Huh?
Like your father.
That's what I say. My father died of cancer, too.
Some people like to do what? Chew
tobacco. No, he never did.
Okay, well, I tell you what, these guys are...
This Cajun French accent, and I don't know what you think about it, but that's what the outsiders tell us, that we don't have this Cajun accent, you know. French, you know, we got some at the end of the island of it. If your child learns to speak French, the first thing, when, you know, when he's small, well, then when he learns to speak English, he's got a French accent.
Where's that, the end of the island?
Well,
are folks a little different?
Crocodile Island and Kawa Island and Chantilly and all that's got some that's got that accent. It's terrible. And around Moe. And we have more fun playing. Our kids play basketball together, you know, and they use words that our kids don't use, and they mock each other. Of course, they have it in a, you know, a friendly kind of fun, but they have more fun picking at each other, how they talk, and how then they mock us, how we talk. My sister-in-law said one of our slang words was, and I say it too. I know when you're speaking, I'll slap you. Yeah, you know. That yeah on the end of the line, she said, we always put that.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me 2-3 words. But the reason why that there's a difference, you see, long time ago, nobody spoke English hardly. Everybody spoke French.
Yeah.
Let's say 65 years ago, when I was born. Only the parents, the grandparents, mostly, over this island was French people. They had and the that wasn't French. They come from Alabama and come from Texas. Were Italian and they come down here, but the rest of the people was French, and even the spoke French.
Yeah.
Well, then they made a rule between themselves. You see, was isolated from the outside world. That if a child started school, he couldn't speak French at school, because you couldn't speak French. If you let him speak French at school, he wouldn't learn the English. So they made it a rule. Nobody speaks French at school. Well, then the French just died down on this island. Until today, not 1/5 of the people on this island can speak French. Just the ones my age that learned it. And then some of the ones my age that learned it forgot it. They can hardly speak it because they don't practice it. And so that's, well, we were 11 children, and I was maybe 3 out of the 11 learned how to speak French. And the reason I know how is because my grandmother spoke French, my granduncles and aunts, and when they'd get together, when we'd get with them, we had to speak French with the old lady to be able to talk. So I just caught it, and I learned it done me a lot of good when I went to France. I could speak with those people.
Yeah.
And I think it even helped out when we went to, when I went to Portugal. And when I went to Spain. I mean, it wasn't French, but you could catch on some of the words, and it helped out.
For example, did you know what that bird was they called a chouette around here?
Yeah, that's a screech owl.
Okay. And then the other type you had?